It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. In Monday action from the girls basketball landscape, Bismarck beat Crystal City 72-21. Madison Kleinkart put up 14 points for the Farmingtonites as they beat Cape Central 67-30. Trinity Brawley added 13. And Arcadia Valley boys and girls both beat Clearwater. The boys 81-47, the girls 69-46. Braylon Turnbow added 28 points, and returning from injury, Paige Newstead-Adams had a season debut with 12 points. Coming up today on the local side, boys basketball action here on AM 1240 KFMO. The Farmingtonites host the Jackson Indians at a rematch of a game earlier in the year where Jackson handed Farmington its first loss. Pre-game coverage tonight at 6:30 with tip-off from Black Knight Fieldhouse at 7. Coverage on AM 1240 KFMO with live video online at kfmosports.com. Elsewhere in boys basketball, the Potosi Trojans are at Valley Catholic. Central hosts Valley Caledonia. And in the 7th Bourbon Invitational, 5th place semifinal, 7 seed Bismarck plays 6 seed New Haven. The Lesterville girls and boys play at St. Paul. The girls against Valley Catholic, the boys against St. Paul. And the Kingston boys and girls are on the road at Jefferson. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Central hosts DeSoto, and Saxony Lutheran is at Fredericktown. And a conference game tonight, the first girls conference game of the season. The North County Lady Raiders host St. Genevieve. Lady Raider head coach Matt Bradley on why the large school conference is such a tough one.
I think everybody has enough kids coming back that every night's going to be hard for everybody in the league. I feel like we've got a lot of kids back, but, you know, Central's always good. St. Jen's always tough, especially if you have to go down there. Potosi's got kids coming back, and they're really good and extremely well coached. The coaching in our area is really good, I feel like.
Again, St. Genevieve and North County girls begin conference play. That's tonight in Bonterre. And it's Tuesday, so it's time for another MAC Minute. The Mineral Area Lady Cardinals are coming off of a loss on Saturday to Southwestern Illinois, 66-47. The Lady Cardinals are 11-4, and the MAC Men are 10-6 as they begin the 2026 portion of their schedule on Wednesday. And speaking of Wednesday, that's when conference play begins. Both the Cards and Lady Cards host State Fair. Pre-game coverage at 4:30 on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. Tip-off times of 5 and 7. Please note that all Saturday conference games are now a 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock tip, except for games at Moberly. Those will still tip off at 5 and 7 on Saturdays. The conference slate features 4 January home games of the 6 January conference games. And in February, it's 4 of 6 conference games on the road, and the region tournaments begin the first week of March. That's your MAC Minute. In HL, the St. Louis Blues are back in action tomorrow when they play the Chicago Blackhawks in Chicago. Pregame coverage on B104.3 at 8 with puck drop at 8:30. And NFL, the playoffs begin on Saturday. It's the wild card round. The Los Angeles Rams will play the Carolina Panthers while the Green Bay Packers get the Chicago Bears. Those are Saturday games. On Sunday, Buffalo takes on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And San Francisco, the 49ers, play the Philadelphia Eagles. And the New England Patriots get the Los Angeles Chargers. And on Monday night, it's Houston and Pittsburgh. That's the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers play tomorrow against conference opponent Kentucky, and St. Louis University plays tomorrow night at VCU. And NCAA football, the playoffs continue with semifinals coming up on Thursday and Friday this week. Thursday, 6 seed Ole Miss plays 10 seed Miami, and on Friday, top seed Indiana gets 5 seed Oregon. The college football playoff championship is Monday, January 19th. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.